Anecdotally, certainly there are couples out there who want to enter into a mock marriage, homosexual duos that want to somehow get the government's official stamp of approval on behavior and a lifestyle that I think they inherently know is disordered and immoral, and so they know that intuitively, so they want that official government stamp of approval and for people to say, hey, what you are entering into is good and normal and natural, and look, we're going to even call it marriage. So I call it mock marriage. They want to enter into something that looks like marriage. They have full recognition and full status, all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities of marriage are inherent in a civil union relationship that California has already passed. Now, I don't happen to agree with civil unions, and children clearly have a right to a mother and a father, and those children who are in those disordered, dysfunctional, and households that are where immorality is being modeled, obviously not a gold standard and not the best environment for them. However, the Honorable and Learned Justice Kennedy, I think, overlooked for some reason the reality that they already have civil unions there, so all we're talking about here is what they're really seeking is to have that, the idea that this can be something that it cannot be, that it's marriage. So ultimately what they're trying to do is redefine the word marriage so that it will become something that it has never been and never will be or can be. It's, they're seeking to do the impossible.